Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Ken Hodge, co-producer of Hodge to Hodge Podcast, a.k.a. feature show The Attic. And it is a family affair because I've got all my brothers and sisters with me. Well, I got most of my sisters, but I got all my brothers and most of my sisters with me. Tonight, we've got two additional folks joining The Attic. We got Nurse Carmen, and
hello.
We have another person. Go ahead and introduce yourself. Coming out of Florida.
Hi, good evening. Hi.
Good evening. And welcome to The Attic. Before we get started, let me just get a couple of facts out of the way. First, I'd like to congratulate the cast of The Attic yesterday. We went over 1,000 total listens to our Attic podcast, grouped up with other podcasts that's in the family of Hodge to Hodge podcast. So, again, we are moving forward every day, getting bigger and getting better. So that's a major milestone, over 1,000 listens. And, again, every show, every week, we try to get better and better. But just before I get too far gone, let me introduce the members of The Attic before they just cut in and introduce themselves. Here we go. Baby bro, you with me?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Baby brother there. Baby girl, you there?
I'm here.
Baby sister's there. We got Florida. We got Nurse Carmen. The messenger, you with us?
I'm with you, brother.
We got the messenger with us also. So, hey, everybody sit down, put your seatbelts on, put something in your hand, put something between your fingers, and let's get ready to deal with The Attic. Again, before we get too far gone, I have to stop because all kings should be recognized. And I want to start this show off to my man, Bron Bron. That's right. Cavaliers came back tonight. Even the series up with Indiana. But just for the record, I am New Jersey born and bred. I am a Knicks fan. But until the Knicks get their act together, yes, I kind of travel with LeBron James. Just so we understand that. So we're not going to be like, yeah, I don't want to hear that boy done lost his mind. So once the Knicks start playing, I'm going to come back home to the Knicks. But right now, they don't want to play no ball. The way it should be, I like to see Bron Bron go to New York next year because I'm pretty sure he out of Cleveland. So now that we got all that out the way, and I'm going to shut my baby brother down because I know he got something to say, and he about to have a problem with his middle brother because he want to go in on King James, and we're not going to have that. The only King James we go in and on The Attic is King James people in fact. That'll be tomorrow night. My bad. Here we go. me and baby sis, baby girl, was talking earlier in the week, and she shared some interesting things with me. And we got Nurse Carmen on with us tonight, so we can, in addition to whatever we say, we can get some medical vernacular, some medical words on what we're going to talk about tonight. And a topic for the first part of our show. Wait a minute, because I want to say, are these mofos crazy? But I'm going to fix that up just in case. We got some topics tonight about some of the differences between black people and white people. And before we get started, because I'm sure we're going to go in pretty hard, I want it to be known. Say it to me, baby, bro. We are not what?
I'm not a racist.
We're not.
From time to time, I say racist things.
From time to time, we talk about some things that might appear to be somewhat racist. But no, if you know all of us individually, none of us are racist. We just observe what happens and speak about it. So I got a few, a list of things here that we want to just chop up real quick. And again, it's actually crazy that people are convinced into believing some of this nonsense we're going to talk about tonight. But when I say people, a lot of people, baby girl, we checked the data on this. And give me a little bit about the data about what we're going to talk about, baby girl.
Well, for the most part, it's been done with a lot of research that the black body is usually portrayed as being seen as being superhuman, like with sports in the media and even in pop culture. So the perception is that the black body is seen as being invincible. But in the medical field, there's been like numerous studies done for a long time that shows that doctors undertreat black patients for pain. So based on this misbelief, that's where we've come up with a lot of these different questions that we're going to go into, the misbeliefs that's out there regarding that, with pain.
I thought the doctors undertreated black people because they thought we couldn't pay the bill. That's what I thought the reason was. You mean there's real medical research behind some of that nonsense?
Yes, hey, actually there is.
Hey, well, you know,
there was
again,
a study that was published on that, yes.
And again, the study that was published, one of the things that we're going to talk about, or let's get right into it, is blacks age more slowly than whites. What's your feelings on that?
True.
You believe that?
Have you seen, what's her name, Jasmine Guy?
You mean Whitley from Different Strokes?
Yeah. There you go.
What about Whitley?
She ain't aged well.
Oh, I'm talking about on a whole. you can't give me one example on that.
You want some more?
Yeah, give me some more.
What's her name? Lisa Bonet.
So I'm just saying. So you believe that's true? We age slower than white people?
Yeah.
No,
I'm
sorry.
My bad. No, hold up. My bad.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I believe blacks have a tendency of taking care of themselves physically for appearance purposes much more than the European person due to different types of conditioning and stuff that the black person uses for their skin. It helps keep it vibrant and it doesn't wrinkle as quickly.
Yes, I agree.
Okay. Plus,
we start using moisturizer
white,
a lot sooner than they do.
When you're white,
we use moisturizer sooner.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah, sooner than they do.
What do you say,
when
baby?
When you're white and you be doing a lot of stuff, to the black man or whoever, that shit tends to stress you out. which makes you age quicker.
Now, again, all through the show, you're going to consistently hear us say, we are not what, baby, bro?
Racist, but
we're not
time
racist.
To time, I say racist things.
Wait. Okay, here's the next thing that I want to look at, and I definitely want Nurse Carmen to help us out on this one here. Black nerve endings are less sensitive than whites.
That's not true. That's definitely not true. I think they just expose themselves to a lot of things that we don't expose ourselves to, like the sun, for instance. They love the sun. We don't like the sun. It's too hot. We don't like the heat. We're going to protect ourselves from the sun.
Oh.
And we have that extra melanin in our skin that helps that. It doesn't really matter how much you have, but we tend to stay away from the sun, whereas they love the sun. And they do sun tanning, bed tanning, all that kind of stuff. And,
so one might think that they do some of the things that will make them
that we
resemble.
Just don't do.
Yeah, they want to do the things that make them resemble a black person, but we don't want to
right.
be black. We just want to resemble.
Exactly.
You know, again, and these things that I'm reading off, trust me, I couldn't make these up if I wanted to. This is a large study done, and the title of the study is False Beliefs. Here's one that... that should get a little bit of a conversation. Whites have larger brains than blacks. I can't believe people actually believe this kind of stuff, man. So what's your feeling on that? Whites have larger brains than blacks?
That's crazy.
Well, that's because they think they're smarter. They're more, you know, they think
they're
smarter.
They think they are,
more
superior.
Yeah, that's why they think that, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, again, I mean, we're starting to somewhat catch up, not even close to being even, but we're starting to get into the job markets and hold greater positions. And again, there are a lot of super black intellectuals out there. So when I first read that part about whites have larger brains than black, all I could think about was that part in Django with my man said. Hold on, I'm sorry. If I crack your head open, you're going to have a smaller brain with the same dimples. I couldn't even finish that. How about this one, folks? Blacks are less likely to contract spinal cord diseases.
Really?
Yeah, I'm thinking, who sits down and looks at this kind of stuff?
That.
Now,
yeah, who does, really?
Yeah, who wants to sit down and look at blacks have are less likely to contract spinal cord diseases?
Well, I think the whole point with this research that they did, it was like supposedly throughout the healthcare system, it's been well established, they said that, and as well as well known that doctors look at patients, black patients, that is, and they figure that our pain is less than a white person's pain. So we're not being treated as far as for the pain or symptoms in the same manner. So that becomes a problem for patients that have like sickle cell, because that's supposed to be a disease extremely painful.
Yeah.
So they're
very
not being
painful.
Treated in the same exact. So they're not being
right.
treated in the same manner. They don't receive the same care in terms of pain, their medication.
Now, could that be because with the studies? Could it be because of the fact that we've had to deal with so much things that are painful? We just have a higher tolerance because we've been dealing with it for so much longer in one form or the other.
Well, that's what the whole problem is. That's the stereotype to it. There, and that in that field, residents and medical students feel that black people have had to endure racism. They experience that, and they feel that black people can endure pain better than white people can.
So that there lies the problem. So that's why we don't get treated in the same manner as white people do when it comes down to, you know, with our pain, with pain medications and things like that, because they feel that black people can endure pain better than white people can.
So I guess they said, we've been beating on you niggas for years. Y'all should be used to that. So that your pain threshold, it should be higher because you've been experienced or exposed to pain way more than anybody else.
Right. Well, they said because black people are hardened by experiences of racism, they are expected to be able to endure even more pain.
That's crazy.
Yes,
that's crazy. And what makes it even more crazier is when on the study, you're getting a lot of people who actually believe that. And I'm laughing about it, but it's actually rather frightening that if I go to the hospital and I'm in pain, that doctor gonna look at me and tell me, stop crying, you'll be all right. No, give me some of that pain medicine that you give everybody else.
And again, this is not all doctors. So, you know, I don't want to say this, you know, is in regards to all doctors, but this is doctors that fall under these misbeliefs that we're going, that we, you know, are now discussing at this time, that feel that, you know, black people have thicker skin than whites, you know, or, you know, nerve endings and the things that we're talking about now, the ones that fall under these misbeliefs.
Right.
If they think this, then they're going to give you, you know, treat you different in regards to pain. It's scary.
And you're right.
Is Florida in the house?
Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah, she is.
Okay, you've got some expertise on dealing with these type of situations as far as from the outside, don't you? As the type of work that you do?
Yes. Hold on.
Okay, well, tell us something.
hold on, okay?
She said, I want to keep my job, man. Don't ask me to tell you something.
Who's Florida?
All right, well, I just want you to be able to join in, but And I do apologize. I didn't mean to cut anybody off. If I did, I didn't mean to apologize. I didn't mean to do that.
What about this one? Blacks have denser, stronger bones than white. A bone is a bone. Now, I understand that there's a difference in our skin, in our skin texture. Now, I get that. But do the melon or my ethnicity, does that determine the density of my bone structure?
No, it doesn't. However, I believe there's some truth to that only because of our diet. Okay? We don't eat as well as the non-black person. Our diet is not a healthy diet. So that
really?
Would contribute to the bone density. Yes. Yes. So there's some truth to that.
So biologically, there really isn't any differences between the races, correct?
No. But the diet, that one eats,
okay,
will contribute
right.
to the bone density. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
it shouldn't be any truth
that,
to it.
Yeah.
But there are some differences right. because of our culture.
Right.
So you're saying while they eat asparagus and pork shoulder,
and you know they love that. Go ahead.
Go ahead. When they eating asparagus.
Well, if someone really wants to know the answer to this, they can tune into the mall at 11 o'clock to the messenger, and I'll break that down for you. But I'll say that to tomorrow.
The messenger said, I'm going to promo my show right now. But, so you're saying because of what I eat, it contributes to the bone density?
Yeah, and then not only that, the diseases
yeah.
of the body, period.
Period, yeah.
Period. Your diet, yes.
So you're saying?
But then that wouldn't just be black people. That would be with that would be with anybody though, anyone, black or white. Correct.
Yes. Right. But I'm saying the difference. Right. You know, there's a big difference between their diet and our diet, is what I'm saying.
Right.
So that's why
right.
we
right.
face more of the.
But that's not necessarily always true, because they're
no, I said
they're eating
some
increasingly
truth.
Bad
right.
as well. It's just they're
some
eating
truth.
A different
exactly.
bad. They're eating fast food bad.
Right.
They're not eating
right.
hog moss and, you know, okra, macaroni
right.
and cheese.
Right.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Is that bad? Because I just had a big bowl of just
now, everything in moderation is good for you, my brother. Moderation.
All right. Because I got rid of things. I just had me a bowl of hog maws with some macaroni and cheese just before the show. So at any point,
oh my God.
Can... Well, you know, I didn't know that that affects your bone density. I know it affects your health, et cetera, et cetera. But, what about
well, your
white?
It's the vitamins that you partake in when you're eating food. You're having all the vitamins that you necessarily need for your body. And if you're not taking in the necessary vitamins in your daily diet, your bone isn't getting it, what you need. Just like we have to feed babies milk the first
right.
year of their life mostly. For their bones, for their growth.
Okay. I mean, you know, that makes sense. That makes a little sense. But, so in other words, would it be safe to say that everybody who all different races have different bone structure? Would
no,
that be safe to say?
No, we all have the same bone structure.
Right, because there's no such thing as race in the human species, right? At the genetic level, there's no such thing
right.
as race in the human species. At the genetic level,
right?
I mean, all human
hey,
beings are
hey,
the same.
Hey, that's tomorrow's show.
Okay.
So, promo it, messenger. Promo it. Let's get this. But no, that's very interesting. Honestly, that's interesting to know and to hear that. There are still people out there in this this place we call this land we call North America that are still subscribing to trying to document and put a spotlight on differences between races and usually
right.
usually these kind of studies just let you know that yes, racism is still alive and well. In this nation of ours, we've come
mm-hmm.
We've come a long way, but we've got so much. We still got a long way to go. But let me throw this one at you: whites are less likely to have a stroke than blacks.
That's not true.
Now that
no,
I can see
not true.
More
no.
contributing to your diet now because you know we like our salt. And again, that's no accident either, because
right.
when they transported us over here from Mother Africa, they didn't allow us to have, you know, the seats on the upper deck. We had our ass in the bottom of that boat rowing. I'm for real. We had our ass in the bottom of that boat rowing. And, you know, boats weren't built that well, so we just, and this is a true fact, I'm making it funny, but we started ingesting all that ocean salt water, and it is part of our DNA. I believe that.
It's not part of our DNA. Now it's a choice. If you still continue to do that, then that's a choice. It's no longer a DNA.
You don't think so?
Or it's something that we don't have. No. You do it because you like doing it. You like the way it tastes.
Well, I mean... This is true. This is very true. But as much as I like the way it tastes, about a year or two ago, I went to the doctor and they did my blood pressure. And as much as I like the way that it tastes, I don't fool with it no more. If my food don't have natural salt in it, I don't even buy salt. I don't. So, hey. But here we are talking about a national study that was done to show that there are still major differences, and I think that these are some silly differences. Once you get outside of any differences between the black race and the white race, or let's just say, because we're all one race, black people and white people, once you get outside of how we eat, everything else I think is just some malarkey, for lack of a better word.
Correct. I agree.
Yeah. Well, then there you have it. I said it, and we got some medical opinions to agree with it. So, and we're on the internet, so it's got to be true, right? We put that on the internet, so it's got to be true.
But, and the thing about this is, it's known throughout the healthcare system. It's been well established, and yet it still continues.
Yeah.
Well, then let me ask this question.
And it's not just paying out.
That's how it's noted. I'm sorry. What were you saying?
No, I was saying it's not just pain. It's how they treat us, period. They don't if you're like a quiet kind of passive patient, they don't necessarily offer you aggressive treatment options that they would offer our white counterpart. How we're diagnosed is differently. The time frame between diagnosis and treatment is different as our Caucasian counterparts. And if you're, again, a passive patient as opposed to someone who would, you know, be very vocal on their treatment and want to know certain things, if you're one of those people that what the doctor says is okay and everything goes and you just follow their directives, they're going to treat you as such.
So correct me if I'm wrong, and I don't think I'm wrong, but what you got to do is you got to tell them that shit hurt to give you something strong.
Yeah, watch this. So you got to tell them that shit hurt a lot.
Yes.
You have to speak up for yourself, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
But, you know, and again.
Knowledge is power.
Go ahead. Knowledge is power.
No, go ahead. That's it.
Is that what somebody's about to say, knowledge is power?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Knowledge is power. But, you know, again, that's kind of alarming to hear that and to try to understand that. But I think, again, as we try to move towards, again, one nation under a group, as we try to move towards one nation.
All right, again,
see, I was getting ready to say getting down for the funk of it. But we're going to hold on to that.
I was with you, my brother.
Yeah, but you figure it's 2017 and we still got to, and that, when I say go through stuff like that, again, if this survey is taken and they're getting that kind of a numbers on the poll, that means there are, like the medical professor said on the show here, that people still prescribe medicine like that. If you come in there and you're passive, we believe, you know, it's just like with different races of people when you're pulled over by the police. When the police pull somebody black over, you're going to try as much as possible. Now, we still have those folks who get out of pocket to be quiet and let it go. Hopefully, you get to go home. When a police pull somebody white over, trust me, more times than not, before that police officer leaves, you're going to hear something like, let me get your badge number. That usually means this ain't over right now. But for the black person, all I want you to do is give me the ticket or please give me a break. But most importantly, can I please take my black ass home? Can I please go home?
Well, I think a lot of that has to also come from most of it now is the older black folks, per se, because of what it is that they were brought up and had to deal with. Even though we're in this society now and everybody tries to act like everything is okay, the older folks, they still have a fear of the white man. And because they have that fear, that's one of the reasons for the passiveness, where they don't complain as much, because it's that, master, you say, I'm okay, master? I'm okay, master.
And you know, and that's funny because even though, legislatively, we're not talking actually, slavery's been over for a long time. You're right. We still, a lot of the older folks still have that fear, and never going to lose that. Because, again, they probably lived through and seen some things that they probably got a reason to be scared.
Right.
I see what y'all did to little Jerome. I'm not messing with Hey, so again, our main topic tonight, we talked about some we discussed some things going on as far as differences between black and white, and again, I try to make fun of it as much as possible, but it's really nothing to be laughing at when you have people who actually believe your brain is bigger than my brain. Doesn't matter what's it. I can go to school and matriculate to levels of education you can't dream of, but your brain is still bigger than my brain. So no matter what I do, I'm still not going to be equal to the best of the black person. It's still not going to be equal to the mediocre or worse white people. And I just think that's just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we trying to make fun of it and bring laughter to it, but it's a real situation. And as a nation, I'll be glad when the day comes where that's no longer an issue for our society. I don't foresee that. In fact, I'm probably sure I'll be back here two or three times and still won't see it. But I'm gonna keep coming back until I can lay down and say, you know what, yeah, everything is equal.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk about me coming back again, I'm a promo you right now, Brother Messenger. That's tomorrow's show. So what else is going on in folks' lives today, Addict? Tell me what else is going on, Miss Florida. How's the weather down there?
Lovely. It was like 84 today, 83 today. I'm sorry.
So that means it's probably going to snow tomorrow.
probably. The chances are quite high.
See, has this weather been crazy? It's like wintertime. Winter enjoyed itself so much that it don't want to leave.
Mm.
We hot one day, and again, I'm in California right now, but the other day it snowed in Ohio.
Mm.
Is that global? Is that global warming?
California?
Yeah, I'm in California right now. Yeah, they told me.
Did you go to Coachella?
No, I didn't get that. They told me like what had happened to my invitation. They said what had happened. I said, you know what? Go ahead and save that story. But they told me California was the place I ought to be. So I loaded up the truck.
You moved to
Beverly. That's what I did, man. So what else is going on that we discuss tonight? What's happening around the world, y'all?
Well, I was just thinking, since we have Nurse Carmen here.
Nurse Carmen, baby boy. Uh-huh.
If 4 out of 5 people suffer from diarrhea, right? You follow me?
Yeah, I'm with you, yes.
Does that mean the fifth person enjoys it?
The fifth person what?
The fifth person enjoys what?
Enjoys it. If 4 out of 5 people.
Oh, they're not suffering.
Suffer.
Oh. The other person likes
saying,
it, not
does that
suffering.
Mean they enjoy.
I'm going to wait because I really want to hear Nurse Carmen's response to that. Because I'm
It's
that
a negative. It's negative. No.
Oh, no, wait for this response. Menstrual cycles, right?
Yes.
Okay, why do they call it a period if it looks like a crime scene?
A crime scene? That person needs to go somewhere and get some assistance if they look like a crime scene.
Sometimes it gets a little messy down there. I'm not a doctor. I used to play one back in the day.
You're not a doctor.
You used to play one back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm retired now.
Oh, God bless
you. Not no more.
So how did that whole medical career work out for you, baby bro?
Oh, it was working out fine back then. Very fine.
He's talking about now with these misbeliefs, right?
Right. He's one of those doctors.
He's one of the doctors.
He's one of the doctors we're talking about now.
I could see baby bro being a doctor, and you go to see him.
I mean,
they
paid me some money, so I got to do this. Maxi pads. Is it really the downstairs patch for that open hatch?
Is it really the what?
Downstairs patch.
Maxi pads. Downstairs patch.
For that open hatch.
Wait for it.
I'll wait.
I have to ask, baby bro, what have you been doing today, baby bro? Because you seem to have a
really...
Clearly nothing.
We have an expert here. I was shocked. We have Nurse Carmen. So now's the time to ask, you know, some medical
questions.
Okay,
you want to get the medical questions out of your way? So you want that.
You want to get it out the way.
You lost me with that one. I have no idea. My mind is racing, but it's not racing that way to answer that question. It's not.
Think of it as like a flat tire that needs to be plugged.
Okay.
But anyway. Baby, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, brother messenger. Take his temperature and elevate his feet and let him get some rest. Well, let's go to treat that brother to shop, man.
Give him some Robitussin.
That's what it is. Give some Tussin.
There you go.
Bust Robitussin, yeah.
Really?
He usually come from left field, but he came from the dugout today.
Yeah,
pretty much.
He told you. Questions.
No,
he comes with questions like, I've always wanted to.
Yes, dear.
So you don't have any other blood pressure?
Advice now.
You don't have any blood pressure questions or questions that make any sense?
You know what? If you don't go through it, you don't know.
Mm.
See what I'm saying? You have to go through it in order to know.
So I have to say I've known you not most all of my life.
Right.
Oh, excuse me. I've known you all of your life. Am I missing something here, baby bro? Now this ain't Jerry Springer, man. So watch this. This ain't Jerry Springer. So don't be surprising me on the radio if it's some shit. If it's some shit we need to talk about, can we come off the air, please? Don't surprise me on the radio.
I just wanted to know. You know, these are also myths. You know, I don't know. Are they true? You know what I'm saying? And we have a medical expert here.
Okay.
It's kind of like when your uterus lining looks like the elevator from the Shining.
Why?
Baby
boy, as baby girl would say, you might want to make that a sidebar. All right.
Yeah, you want a sidebar that one. Hold on. We're gonna get baby bro mine on a different place, man. So now that my options are to continue listening to you ask that line of questions, that's probably gonna get my podcast and everything else shut down. Why don't we just talk about LeBron James, man? Okay. How's that? Is that a safe subject for us? Baby bro.
LeBron?
Yeah, that's good. We talk
to LeBron?
Yeah.
You home? Cause I don't want them outside your house picking in the mall. Or maybe
I'm
tonight.
In Cali. They won tonight, so they're good.
Right. Yeah, they're good.
Well, they won.
Yeah, they won tonight.
They won, so it should be all good.
Hey, staying on the topic of some ridiculous stuff that goes on, why don't we take it to that level, to the next step of some of the things that they want us to believe?
Okay.
What, that all Asian people know karate?
What's that?
All Asian people know karate.
Okay.
But let me say you something about that, though. It's not that all Asians know karate, but, you know, again, because of what they do and in their lifestyle, I think they kind of fluid with their hands. I'm just saying.
Well, yeah, they're fluid with their hands the same way black people are fluid in boxing.
Okay, but I mean,
train up a child in the way in which you'd have it to go.
Yeah,
oops,
but I'm saying,
I'm sorry.
Just cause you black, or cause you black, don't mean you can box. Cause there's a lot of brothers get knocked out on the regular. So just cause you black, don't mean you can box. I walk into the street fight and I got black, and you know everybody
no,
lay down.
But I mean. I mean, no, but there's a lot of Chinese that get kicked and drop kicked. I'm just saying that's the sport that they grow up doing. The same way there are the black people would do boxing when we're referring to that particular subject. But what I mean by that, that's why they do it more. There's some black people. I got a brother-in-law that you know.
Thank you.
Kung Fu.
That's right.
Kung Fu.
Yeah, that's the real Bruce Leroy.
Bruce Leroy, right? So,
Bruce Leroy.
Most of his life.
That's the real Bruce Leroy. Or right up until we gave Baby Boy the mic, type used to be that all Asians couldn't drive. But I think Baby Boy killed that when he talked about.
You know who number one now?
Who number one now, Baby Boy?
Spanish people. They got that on lockdown.
They can't drive.
Well, you got to send your disclaimer.
No, they can't drive.
Baby Boy, you got to put your disclaimer out when you do that, man.
Oh, yeah, he got it.
I'm not a racist. I might say some things that sound racist, but believe me, from the bottom of my heart, I am not a racist.
Okay.
So don't take it like
okay.
that. But they can't drive.
Just
I don't know where
sure
you live, but where I live at, they can't drive at all.
Okay, so, hey, Brother Messenger, when this
and
podcast
also, one more thing.
Go ahead.
And one more thing, too. Niggas are good with their hands because they like to steal.
Put your disclaimer out again.
I'm not a racist. Hey, I'm black. You know what I'm saying? The black man can't be racist against another black man.
Really? Really?
He can't?
No, I'm not.
I didn't
if
think
I see
that.
You
doing
wrong. Prove me wrong.
I didn't think I was going to need my, I didn't think I was going to need my nigga drums tonight, but I forgot.
Always.
Baby
you always need
real
that.
Form,
you always
so
need
gonna...
that.
Gotcha.
You're going to always need that.
He got me with the nigga word tonight. In fact, you know what? Okay, as we veer off, I watched a YouTube the other day about that word nigga. I got to tell you, to me, black, white, niggas and niggas, man. And nigga to me ain't a word that's only confined to black people. And again, it's funny because as negative as they want to make that word, most of the people I refer to as niggas are real good friends of mine. That's just a vernacular way of speaking.
No,
so if
that's the difference. They're real good black friends of yours.
No, just real good friends. I got a lot of white friends I refer to by nigga. Again,
uh-huh.
It's just a term because I don't.
So you say it with love.
No.
You mean it from a good place,
from a real
with
good
affection.
Place.
Okay.
Now
okay.
Again, I still subscribe to the school of thought that says if you are not dark as I am, you can't go to that place. You can receive my gift, but you can't return a gift. Yeah, we not here. So it just sounds funny. But you know what, though? You tell me growing up in Patterson that some white kids that grew up with us in Patterson can't come up to you and be like, yo, what's up, my nigga? And nobody feels bad about that. Would that bother you?
Let's see, it all depends on how he's using it. Something like that, yeah, that's harmless.
Yeah.
But if he got his face balled up and he say that, he about to get his ass whipped.
But all I'm saying is, and again, I know Oprah started the big campaign to let's not use the nigger word anymore. Now, don't get me wrong. If we kicking it and I run up on you and you drop the nigger word on me, again, depending on the context that you use it in, we just talking. Me personally, I really don't have an issue with that. Now, again, when the context or the tone changes, you might have a problem. But if we grew up together and you're white and you're growing up in a black neighborhood, if most of your friends are black, we say the nigga word, how Bernie Mac said, it could be a noun, a verb. Mm-hmm. that word could have a lot
according
of meaning.
According to how you use it.
Yeah, definitely according to how you use it. But I'm not with Oprah on let's ban that word. I kind of like that word. And again, I don't mean that that's the only word I use. Because I'm understanding of society, I might not see that in a room unless we were time
out. I know some words much worse than nigger.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Words that, I mean, when you say words, I mean, we all know some words. You mean words to describe a person?
Yeah, that's worse than nigger.
Like what?
Broke.
So in other words, he said you can call me a nigga, but don't call me bro. If I'm broke, man, shit, if I got a choice,
yeah,
I'll be a nigga. Yeah, I'll be a nigga too. Then
what you say? You said that hurts a lot worse, don't it? It hurts a
lot
worse.
Hurts a lot worse. Yeah.
Well, I said, and that's real. That's real. Yeah, because usually cats walking around with two or three commas in the bank. Ain't nobody calling them broke. When people call you broke, that means pretty much you are broke. And, yeah, sometimes I guess you wish you was a nigga then.
And you say, and broke nigga, I'm really offended, right?
Yeah, that's a double whammy. That's a double whammy.
Yeah, that's a double whammy. Okay.
But see, I've been around black people before, and, you know,
now, wait a minute, bro.
Your man. What,
you can't, wait a minute, hold on.
What?
You being black, you can't say you've been around black people before. You stay around black.
No, I'm separating the two.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm comparing and contrasting. I've been around black people before, and you know, and somebody might have said, "Yo, man, you got to watch my man there." Now I've been around niggas before too, and you know what I heard? "Yo, man, watch that nigga. You got to watch that nigga." When somebody tell you that, yeah, you gotta be on guard. You gotta watch that nigga.
But that
nigga stuff.
But see,
so when they use the word nigga, you take it with greater urgency. Then.
Oh yeah, that's like DEFCON 1.
So watch that man. You gonna put your eyeballs on him, but watch that nigga.
No, I mean you gaze over there from time to time. You know, keep an eye on him. But when somebody say, watch that nigga, you watch that nigga.
So that means he talks shit.
Oh,
man.
You're breaking up, Ken.
Oh, I said, how about you? I'm good. Am I back?
You're breaking up.
And that's right, why black people are getting shot, because cops think everybody's a nigga.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute they start to separate that, then, you know what I'm saying, only niggas will be getting shot. Black people
you
going out, like
why?
You said.
You're
I didn't get that.
Oh, I got to get me that piece there, man. Okay.
What you got, your Bluetooth?
That's why I brought that.
I still didn't get that.
Brother, your sister, girl, you want to leave the conversation because if I'm breaking up, I'm going to change out microphones. Everybody here?
We couldn't hear you, so we'll just continue on until you.
All right, yeah, go ahead and do that.
Fix that.
Because if I have to, I'll strap on my tool belt and get up over there and tighten some screws up.
Watch this. I ain't in Ohio, man.
He and Cali three times already now. How you going to get there?
In my mind.
In your mind? Okay.
in my mind.
So we're going to do some Captain Kirk shit.
I'll do MacGyver and talk you through it over the phone. The wireless.
Okay.
Cut the red wire.
Hey, listen. Oh, man, but you know what? Can you hear me now?
Yes, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit better, but not
better.
Much.
Oh, wow. Okay. I got to spend some more money on my electronics. How's that?
A little better. About the same.
But listen, you know, again.
It's a little better,
again,
but it's still shitty.
but it ain't running shitty, though, right? It's something that can be molded.
Nah, there you go. Now you're there.
Oh, I'm back now? All right.
Now you're back.
Like I said, we came on tonight and we talked about before I cut Baby Bro's mic on, we came on tonight and we talked about some of the differences between black and white. And again, we fun at it because again, at some point in this nation, man, we got to get past that, and people got to stop looking at any race of folk like they've got the plague or they got some differences that really don't exist. And when you start to look at people in different views like that, and when the way you look at them affect how you provide health care for them, then that's just wrong.
Absolutely.
But that's America.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, that don't happen.
Experimenting, well, not on us, but black people.
Well, what we've got to do is we've got to... Since we know better, we've got to do better. And not only must we do better, we've got to be able to help those that don't know any better. Because if we don't
help, then
it's never going to change. Because there are some people that still got it stuck in their mind, no matter what, nothing's going to change. But that isn't so. There is strength in numbers. And if we can just, instead of trying to outdo each other and get along more with each other, then we can progress. But we're like crabs. We just don't want nobody else to rise. Even if that person that's rising is trying to bring us, we glow to bring that person down instead of trying to lift ourselves up. And we've got to be more attentive to our people. And not only because there's some, for lack of a better word, some white people that feel, you know, if you call them anything other than a nigga, they don't know what you're talking about. So it's not just really black people. It's lower income people that need to be awoken. And if they really want it, they can tune in tomorrow at 11 o'clock. We'll be having a message tomorrow. And we can go home.
What's it? Message?
We can help, but we've all got to start doing a better job of trying to help somebody, because if we don't, we're gonna be like the story of Israel in the desert for 40 years, except we're in there for 200 years.
Mm. So we're gonna be like Khalif out there just squatting for 40 years.
Just squatting for 40 years. Now, we've got a sister on the phone. We've got a sister on the phone that's in Florida that's been pretty quiet throughout this. But if I'm not mistaken, that's part of what she do when she want to do what she do.
What, be quiet?
Yes.
But watch this. Hold on.
Now,
we gonna
now, trust
we gonna,
trust
we,
me,
we
trust me when I
shine
a
light.
Hey, trust me when I tell you, she's just being quiet today. Huh?
That's what it is.
You catch her any other time. Hey, well, look.
You catch her any other time.
We got 5 minutes to go, and as we, Sister Florida, we got 5 minutes to go. As we go around the microphone, everybody's the last sign off. We're going to start outside the mic.
I'm sorry, you were breaking up. I heard the 5 minutes to go, and
you got the microphone. Tell me something. Good night.
I hope everyone has a wonderful evening. I'm sending warm wishes and warmth to all.
Thank you, my sister.
You're welcome, my sister. Oh, that's my sister.
Hey, Nurse Carmen, have I ever met your sister?
No.
Oh,
no, you never
okay.
met my sister, no.
Oh,
no.
Okay, I was just wondering.
Well, she wasn't on the bus ride. He wasn't at the bus ride with us because she still remembers
the
bus ride. I don't remember it. Huh?
To the park. To the amusement park. No. Brother
to Coney Island.
Yeah.
Coney Island.
Wait a minute. What, you mean Aunt Shuni bus rides?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
But I was little. I was like really little.
She was a little girl then. There's a bit of an age difference, Brother Kenny, okay?
Okay. I'm just saying. She went
That's
back to
my
Aunt
baby
Shuni.
Girl. That's my baby sister.
Okay. So, okay. All right. Watch this. We on the radio, so I'm going to let that go for right now. I'm going to say this for me. See, this is why I'm always by myself. But anyway,
thank you for having me.
Oh no! Every Thursday night, excuse me. See, that's what happens.
Wednesday.
Every Wednesday night, 11 p.m. You've got the number. Call in. Usually by Tuesday, we have a topic. My executive directors we worked on this, and now we're gonna start having topics on Tuesday, so we can be ready. No later than Tuesday, so we can be ready for a good podcast on Wednesday. But I would like to say while I have my microphone, I'm sorry, Nurse Carmen, you got 30 seconds to say goodnight to us.
Well, I say goodnight to my people. It was a wonderful experience. I enjoyed it, and thank you, baby boy, for the laugh.
You're welcome. There's Carmen. Ain't nothing changed from East 27th Street, East 31st Street, Alabama Projects. Baby boy still baby
right.
boy. Go ahead, baby girl. Go ahead, baby girl. Say your
baby. I just wanted to say that all human beings are pretty much 99.99% the same. And so a lot of these misbeliefs that we were discussing are just that, misbeliefs. And as the messenger was saying, it's up to all of us to, you know, just each one can teach one, you know, to just
That's
make
right.
sure that we do our part to make sure these misbeliefs are, you know, don't harm us, especially us as Black people, because we're the ones that suffer the most from these kind of things. And I have enjoyed talking and discussing everything with our guests and with my, you know, brothers as always. And everyone have a good night.
Come on, baby. Give it to me quick.
I believe in the children. There are a few that you have to teach the child so the child will grow up and do what? Anyone?
Lead the way.
There you go. So all this comes from what you teach your children.
All right,
I'm saying
brother.
If you teach them well and let them be, you know that song.
I don't
forget
the
word.
Let them
I
lead the
twisted.
Way.
I think you got the lyrics kind of twisted. Brother Messenger, give me 30 seconds, Brother Messenger.
Well,
I just
want to
say to you all, it was a pleasure having everyone on tonight. Baby girl, you act like you might want to be on my show one of these nights, all right? But that was beautiful what you said, and
yes.
We need to work together because we can make a change. It's only, six or seven of us here right now, but the six or seven, hopefully within a year, is going to grow. So we've got to take this message out, and we've got to bring people to the podcast, or that you can bring them tomorrow night at 11 o'clock. We just want to build on this so that if other people can do, you know, we get amazed how people take nothing and next thing you know they got all the fame and money and stuff like that. If they can do it, we can do it too.
Exactly.
So let everybody just continue to put our resources together and work and we can make this a great success for everyone.
Uncle Roy, snatch that microphone. So that's that chord, Uncle Roy. Hey, good night, everybody. From Hot to Hot Podcast. You've been chilling with the Attic. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Love you.